On with us right now is the voice of the Red Tornadoes, Mr. Dennis Smith. And Dennis, talk to us about tonight's performance. We had some growing pains, it looked like, as far as the first game is concerned, but otherwise looked pretty solid.
Jared, I tell you, I was pleased with a lot of things tonight that we saw. Also saw a lot of mistakes, but I think the thing most encouraging to me about this Red Tornado team had a lot of participants, a lot of people contributing to this win. The first half 20-0, and Reds had put together a long drive to start the game, but then got a turnover, and I think that's part of what Weatherford's going to have to deal with, is trying to find an offensive identity. But they also had turnover issues tonight, and that allowed the Reds to get some quick points early in the second half. But I thought really and truly Reds moved the ball well, doing what they like to do, drive the ball, use a lot of time, control the line of scrimmage. And defensively, very impressive. We had some young players in some key positions, and I think the coaches are going to be pleased. Now, there was obviously a lot of mistakes that were made, but I think things are going to be better in that regard as the season gets along, because, again, a lot of these players are young, and that's going to be part of the problem.
I found it very nice, and I'm starting to notice this from Coach Lee the past couple years, is Clinton's known for the run game, but he seems to be balancing it out more as far as the pass is concerned. Talk about that with Garrison Mendoza, how he threw it tonight, and additionally talk about Jaylee Range. It sounded like he had a pretty sweet run there about that 50-yard scamper.
Well, probably the two players that Clinton is going to be very reliant on this year, and I mean, it's like this every year. You're going to have some players that stick out, but and part of it's because we're not very deep, and that's the tailback and quarterback position. You got a senior at tailback. He's lettered for 3 years. He rushed for about 600 or 700 yards last year. Would have been the featured back at a lot of places, but we had a young man by the name of Saul Pena, who is a three-year player and just one of those kids that just didn't know how to quit. The thing that Jaylee brings is his quickness. He's a lot faster, a lot quicker. He's got great speed. And the thing that I like this year is I think he's a lot stronger. He ran through on that 50-yard touchdown run, Jared. He ran through some tackles, made a great spin move to get into the secondary, and it was truly a fantastic run, and that happened early in the third period. But I think that's probably the thing that's great for him, is he's stronger than he's probably been the last 2 years. And Coach Lee is really high on this young man. He says, when he was younger, he really wasn't that good of a practice player, but today he's the hardest practice player I've got, and we're talking about Jaylee Range. Now, Garrison Mendoza obviously had the talent. He was a starter last year for the first three games. He not only can run, but he's got a really strong arm and an accurate arm. And I just know that he, Coach Lee, feels like that the opportunity is there to be more balanced offensively because of Garrison's talents. And again, the thing that I like is it all wasn't those two players. I mean, you had Trey McKenzie, who moved to fullback, steps up, scores on a 55-yard pass out in the flat, then makes a great run. Trey was a wide receiver up until about 2 weeks ago. He's just now learning the offense at fullback, but he brings some speed. He started at cornerback last year, was a wide receiver that played quite a bit on the offensive side as one of the wide receivers that would go in and out. But he's now playing fullback, and he brings a dimension there that's different than Aaron Lusfield, who's a returning starter from last year. Aaron's a big, bruising-type fullback. And then you got Jake Reynolds, who is the coaches have felt like has the talent, and he catches a touchdown pass tonight. And there's just several people stepping up. You can do these things because you have an experienced offensive line. They block very well. Jaylee Range had some big holes to run through. And, the ingredients are there. If you can stay healthy, this could be a special year for this team.
And I'm so impressed with Trey. You're speaking of Trey McKenzie earlier. I'm so impressed with his development. I remember seeing him as a little kid earlier in his, career in high school, and now his senior year, and he has really developed. I'm impressed with him. And also, that offensive line. Earlier in the coach's show, the pregame show, Coach Lee mentioned that it could be one of the better ones he's ever had, and that made me raise an eyebrow. That is that's a bold statement coming from Coach Lee. With all the talented offensive lines, defensive lines that he's ever had, saying this could potentially could be one of the better ones, that raises an eyebrow. And that, like you said, it could be a very special year.
Yeah, that is very impressive, because Clinton's had some good offensive lines, but I think you've got four starters back from last year. The one player that's new as a starter is Grant Lee, and he towards the end of the year last year was playing a lot on the offensive line. So essentially you've got five players who saw a lot of action last year back on the offensive line. But I think the other thing that's going to help this line is the Red Tornadoes. They probably are as deep as they've ever been on the line. You know, you've always got four or five that can play and they're very good, but then you start dropping off to younger players and they're not physically as able and things like that and experience. Coach Lee told us in the coach's show, and I heard him give another talk. He says, you know, this year I've actually got five more linemen right behind the starting five that are as physically able as the starters. The only thing they lack is experience. And, of course, he's talking about some sophomores and juniors who are just kind of coming on their own, but they're big kids or strong kids. And he says we go too deep on the offensive line, and he's going to try to utilize them to kind of extend the life of some of these linemen, because some of them are trying to go both ways. And it's almost the same thing on the defensive side.
Very good. And real quickly, let's talk about next week. Very tough opponent comes in, a lot of D1 talent with Heritage Hall. They come to the Tornado Bowl. We've seen some very good teams come to the Tornado Bowl and stumble and lose. Talk about next week's game and what Clinton has to do to possibly pull out a victory.
Well, it's a non-district game, so, you know, win or lose, it's not going to affect either team that much as far as getting back to playoffs. It'll be a pride thing. It'll be a pride for Clinton, because they're coming. Heritage Hall's coming to their house. Clinton went to Heritage Hall last year. It was a close ball game. Clinton gave up a couple of late touchdowns, and the score was worse than the game really was. It was a close game till about the last 2 minutes of the ball game, and Heritage Hall went for it on a fourth down, and then one of those players, Sterling Shepherd, run a fake punt and scored. It went after it looked like Clinton was going to get the ball back. And then, of course, Clinton was trying to pass because of what time, and they got an interception and got an easy score right at the end of the game. So I guarantee you the players that are still here from that played last year remember that, and they feel like they let one get away. Now, we were inside deep in their territory like two or three times and did not get any points out of it. So I know this team's not going to be for a lack of confidence. I think they can play with them. Now, I'll tell you, they've got some good players. Barry Sanders is for real. Sterling Shepherd is for real. They've got a couple of linemen that are really good players. So, and they've got a quarterback who's a move-in, I think, was going to McGinnis and now is playing for them, and they're awful high on him. Supposedly he can throw the ball good. So this is a team that's going to come in here with a lot of ability and a lot of skill. But I tell you what, if Clinton can eliminate the mistakes, I think we're in for a well of a ball game. I think it'll be a barn burner. I think it'll come down to the last, you know, whoever gets the ball last.
Yeah, that secondary tonight of Clinton seemed to really step it up there when they needed to, so that could be a fun matchup. Well, Dennis, I'll let you go. It's already a late night. That fourth quarter just drug on.
Yes.
Are you making a trip to Stillwater tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All
looking
right.
Forward to it.
All right.
Be working with the Cowboy Network and looking forward to starting the Cowboy season.
All right. Well, have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Jared. Thank you. Yep. Look forward. Thank you for your great job tonight.
All right. Take care.